DJC.
DJC, I believe, KB4CBA.
Hey, David, how are you doing today? You want to play or coming back or what's going on? For DJC.
Took my grandson to Columbia to meet up with our daughter, and we've had him up here for a couple of days, and she lives in Somerville, so she met us in Columbia, and take him back home, and so I'm on my way back to the house. I'm on 385. I'm in, I guess you would say Malden. I'm getting ready to cross over Lawrence Road here.
You're close to home, back to home then. I dread going to Columbia. I mean, I bet that was a tough trip today.
It wasn't too bad. The traffic was, it was worse going down than it was coming back. And of course, there's that construction area near Columbia. And that, you know, slows you down a little bit, but this is not too bad. And coming back, it slows down a little bit, but it wasn't near as bad as going down.
Through that way in a long time. My wife and her sister went down there about a year or so ago before this COVID thing started. They went through to go to Charleston, and of course I think her sister drove. She drives in Atlanta all the time, so it's not a big deal for her. But I always despise going to Columbia. And used to drive it a lot though, but I didn't like going down there. It was sometimes the day was about as bad as anywhere.
You get down, around Harbison and south or east of there, and headed to Charleston, and you get down to where 20, you know, comes in to 26 there, and then right below that's where you split off to go to Charleston or go to downtown Columbia. All that right in there is just real congested, and there's a good many wrecks in that area right there. Just, you know, people trying to maneuver. Let me get this phone call. 4CBA Mobile.
JC, back here, Dave. You gonna play this afternoon, or you gonna rest up a little bit?
I thought I was playing, but it's actually tomorrow. I don't know. We might get rained out tomorrow, but I guess we'll see. The guy I play with, we used to play on Thursday, but we changed it to Friday, Monday and Friday. It just seems to work out better that way. So, anywho. It looks cloudy now, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain. They don't look like rain clouds, at least not to me.
Supposed to move in later on this evening. I got to head over to Elberton at 1:30 or so, and we got to meet my wife's sister over there and do a couple of things. But kids and grandkids were at the beach earlier this week. They got back last night about 9 o'clock or so, I think. But they had a great time down there. The weather was super. There were a lot of people there, but they really had a good time. I'm glad they were able to go when the weather was good. And my son-in-law, he got back. He left at 5:30 this morning to go fishing with one of his friends. So I think they're both off all week this week. So they're enjoying themselves. I think the next few days might be kind of messy. I think Sunday may be a little better.
Well, you know what they say, a bad day fishing's better than a good day working.
With Dale Gilbert a good bit, because I think they're going to be on Hartwell today. They usually go someplace else, I think, fish for catfish. But I think they're going to fish for hybrids or stripers this morning. I think that's what they do. He and Dale fish a good bit together several times a year. They make a trip. He's a guy. I was really surprised that he's enjoyed being on the lake as much as he did. They bought a pontoon boat several years back, and they've really gotten the use out of that thing. But to me, after having lake lots of boats all my adult life, they just a boat, just a hole in the water you pour money into, as far as I'm concerned.
We enjoy ourselves just being out there on the lake and, you know, nobody to bother you. And, I don't even know if we took our cell phones on the boat or not. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. But that's one thing I like about getting on the motorcycle, that even if somebody calls me on my cell phone, I can't hear it. So that's my excuse. I was on my motorcycle, I couldn't hear the phone ring.
I'm going, I enjoyed it. I fished, since I was a kid, I fished a bunch. I'd fish probably, up until about 15 years ago, I'd fish maybe 200 days a year, I guess. Trout fish, mostly in the mountains. And I didn't fish a lot on Harwell. We had a place on Harwell, and my wife's parents had a place on Harwell, too. And I'm about maybe 50 yards from the lake now, so I've got access to it, but I just don't get out of it. I guess it's when you spend so much time when it gets kind of old, but I never like to go fishing by myself, and although I did a lot, and I just don't like being out on the water by myself anymore, and being retired, I can get somebody to get somebody to get with me is a different story. I did enjoy it for a long time, and I still, if I go out there and fish, I still enjoy it, but I just don't make the effort to go out there.
AP4CPA. Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't know if I'd want to go on the water, go out on the water by myself. And, you know, something could happen, and it's always good to have two people in a boat. And two heads are better than one. Oh, me. So, yeah, my daddy, when I was a kid, my daddy would take me to this lake on Malden Road. It was right there where Corvette World is now. I think you turn right below Corvette World, so it's a dirt road. I don't know if that lake's back there anymore. But anyway, all he knew to do was, all he ever fished for, I guess all his daddy taught him was fishing for catfish. So that's what we did. And we used worms or cotton and dough. And I could bait them on the hook, but you just throw it out there and then you sit. And to me, that's just not fishing. Oh man, I'd rather just throw out we had some cane poles with floats on them, and I'd throw them out with a worm on them and catch some bream or something. That, to me, that was more fun.
Used to fish, do some fishing for catfish, but I'm just not fond of them. I like eating them, But I don't like cleaning them, and I don't particularly like catching them either. It's just, I don't care for it. I'd rather cast for a bass or, you know, fish or a bream. Or, I've always enjoyed trout fishing, though, casting, you know, spinners or fly fish for years and years and years. But I say it's just not getting up to see the fly on the water anymore. And I don't go, I haven't been trout fishing in several years, and I don't feel quite as comfortable skipping along those rocks and slipping and falling, because I always almost always fish by myself when I fish a trout, but, you know, always a possibility of getting, you know, snake bit or either falling and breaking your leg, and then you're stuck out there. And places I go, there's no cell phone service. So if I go over there, my son and I go occasionally, but I don't feel comfortable waiting anymore. But you get in your 70s, a lot of your mobility, I mean, I can get around fine. I don't have a problem with that, but that's no risk, you know, breaking something. It may take a long time to heal up.
Well, my doctor told me, you know, my last surgery, which was a long time ago, he said, well, you know, you don't heal as fast as you used to because you're a little bit older now. I said, you didn't have to tell me that, Doc, you know. So, but it is true. And I tell you, you know, start having some joint problems, nothing major, just, you know, little aches and pains and stuff like that. And, getting old is definitely not for sissies.
Pretty, my knees and ankles and shoulders, one of my shoulders is in pretty good shape, the other one not so much, but I don't have too much trouble now. My hands give me, my thumbs give me problems every once in a while. My wife is having trouble with her hands now. She used to sew a lot, and she still does occasionally, but her hands, arthritis, I guess, is bothering her. And plus, we just don't see as well. These dark materials are hard to see. We did put some LED lights in the house, and they really brightened up everything. Made it a little easier to see, but she has to use a magnifier of things to do some of her sewing, and I have to do the same thing when I'm working on my electronics. I can't see the little tiny screws very well. If I drop one, all thing I can do now is take one of those magnets and go around the carpet and see if I can find it that way, because I sure can't see those, you know, those little triple aught Phillips head screwdriver screws that go in some of these special ones that go into boards, the mouth of boards into the chassis. Those are hard to find. I have to use a magnetized tip. Otherwise, if I drop it in, I may have to take the dirt thing apart to get it out.
Yeah, I don't know who started that magnetized screwdrivers, but I like to shake their hand, and I've got magnetized sockets too. Of course, they were expensive, but I think the 10 millimeter started at $50 or $55, and of course the bigger size you got, the more it was. But I got me a whole set of them, metric, because I worked on Mazdas most of the time, and most of the stuff was a metric, some of it wasn't. And of course, I worked on other cars too, so you had to have fractional sockets and wrenches too. But anyway, but boy, those sockets and that, the hang on to those bolts when you're pulling them out, a transmission or whatever, I tell you, those are a lifesaver, and then you can use them, you know, to put them back in too. So it really helps a lot.
So I haven't used those. I worked on motorcycles for a long time. I've had a bike. I hadn't had one in years, but I had bikes of all kinds from by the time I was probably 19 or 20 until sometime in the late 80s, I guess. And I always worked on that, Hondas and Yamahas and Kawasaki's and everything was metric, and I'd have the impact screwdriver deal, Phillips head cases apart. So I'm pretty familiar with that part of it. I don't think I had anything magnetized. It would have been handy in those days for sure. I've got one of these little eye fixer kits I bought. I've been using Weeha, which is a really good, small screwdriver and Phillips head Torx line. But this eye fixer line has got the JIS Phillips head, which is different than an American Phillips head screw. You use American Phillips head on a JIS screw and one of the Japanese radios, and it'll just mess it all up. You can't get them. That's the reason it's hard to get out sometimes there. And a lot of specialty screwdrivers and sockets and stuff. And it's got a bunch of them, about 40 bucks, I don't think. But it's also got a magnetized tip on a flexible, about a 7 or 8 inch long flexible thing you put in that you mount in there. And you can, that way you can snake in there and get one out that you did drop.
CPA. I got me one of those, and they got me a long magnet too. A big one. It'll pick up a 1-inch wrench off the floor if you don't want to bend over and pick it up. I tell you what, I think it'll pick up 5 pounds. But and I've used that thing a million times, but because I was always dropping some stuff, and that big a magnet, you just stick it down in the area where that screw fell, and you hear it snap onto it, it jerk it over and cling to it. And that was always a good sound, because sometimes it seemed like those cars would eat them things. You never would find them.
Yeah, and they always fall in places you have to get on your hands and knees to find them. So that's a handy. I've got one of those little. I got a small one. It looks like an antenna. It's just a telescope. It's not very big. It's just screws, but. I've seen people use those big ones before too, and once it grabs hold of them, it takes some effort to get them separated from the magnet. But I use those a good bit. I just can't see them that well. I can get my LED flashlight down and see them if they're in the carpet sometimes, but if they're dark or black oxidized or something like that, you just can't see them. So I'll drag it like I'm dragging for. I can drag it for something on a leg. I drag around with it. Finally, I can hear it click on there sometimes. Some of them are amazingly small, but it's just really tiny. And, I don't see how they must have some of this stuff must be assembled with robotics or something, because I don't see how people could physically get in there and put them in and insert them. And that's got to be the way some of them are done. But they put so much stuff on these boards now. David, you had all this surface mount technology. You have to be careful. You hit the wrong thing and you go make a big mess.
Yeah, I mean, it could be put together by robotics, because, that's why they're using robotics in surgery, because they can do things that the human hand can't do. And, but yet they're guided by your hands, by the doctor's hands, but they can actually do more intricate work than we can do with our own hands. So it sounds kind of scary at first when you think about it, but they've made strides, big strides in surgery because of robotics, I tell you. Well, I'm going to bail out of here. I'm in the garage, and I've been riding for about 3 hours now, so I think I may have to stand up for a while and walk around, because I didn't spend much time in Columbia. We just got out and switched Jackson's stuff over to his took off to the beach, and I headed back to Greenville. So I'll say 73s, and we'll talk to you later, maybe later on today. But have a good one. KP4CBA, I'll be clear after yours.
David, and I know you'll be glad to get out of the car for a while. Take it easy. N4DJC, clear.